Why did you first choose a working holiday?
When I finished school, I wanted to go to South America, but I didn't have enough money. Then a friend told me about woofing, that's working on organic farms. I looked online and it looked amazing. I spent 2 months in Peru working on a vegetable farm. I loved it.
Do you see a lot of the country where you're working?
Yes, you get days off, so you can go on excursions or weekend trips. And I always save a bit of money so I can go travelling at the end of the job.
What's your favourite kind of working holiday?
Well, working on farms is okay, but I prefer activity camps. I've done summer camps in America. They're great. But my real passion is skiing, so I enjoy the winter ski seasons the most.
Do you have to be sporty to work at activity camps?
It helps if you're sporty. I teach tennis and horse riding in the summer and, of course, skiing in the winter. But you don't have to be sporty. You can do other jobs, like cooking or working at a reception desk.
It can't be easy working with young children.
Yes, it can be tiring. That's one of the disadvantages of activity camps. Also, the kids don't always behave well. That's annoying. And you don't earn much money. You get your food for free and a place to sleep, but then just a bit of pocket money, really.
But you must enjoy it because you keep going back.
Yes, working holidays are a great way to travel. You see some amazing places. It's a great way to keep fit. And probably the best thing is that you meet other young people from all over the world. I guess it could be difficult as you get older because it's hard work. But luckily, I'm still young.